Mr. Covey Farnham, you are the producer of a film which is called Leakage, which is made by a young Iranian filmmaker, Suzan Iravanyan, and is participating in 53rd Karlovy Vary International Film Festival in a section which is dedicated to future talents in progress. Anyhow, this film is speaking about a woman whose body is leaking oil. This metaphor is it's very present maybe in the spirit of Iranian people, but I don't know if it's that present in the spirits of foreigners who watch this film. As you are a producer, to what extent this subject was interesting for you and to what extent it could answer at the same time to your motivation as a producer? First, about the particularity of this film, its subject.
This film is about old middle-aged lady who's producing a sort of liquid in her body. Black, bad smell, and flammable liquid, which we can call it oil. We never call it in the oil during the film, but we use this as a metaphor, and it's obviously clear that it is an oil. And I don't think that anybody get confused and understand it in the wrong way. When we look at our history, Iranian history, and even the history generally in whole Middle East, oil has the major part of this story. And it was always a question for me that what's going to happen without this oil? Is it bring us any sort of fortune, or we are lucky because we do have oil in our country, or it was a disadvantage, or it was a misfortune? Because as you may know, that the oil control was never in the nation hands, and always the other people make decision about the oil and the oil price, and the money never gone to the real people. Or maybe it's gone, I don't know. This is a question that what will happen when you don't have oil? And I think that I should give it to the non-Iranian listener that Iran is a female name. So when you are this a female, mid-age female, and you producing oil, so it means that we are talking somehow about a very specified geographical location. The reason that we are here, because Karlovy Vary has a division that they call it in progress. This is for the film which is not finished yet. We didn't finish our film yet. We need a little bit more budget and activity to finish the post-production, sound and edit, sound mastering and such as these things. And In Progress is tailored for this kind of project. They give us up to 100,000 euro, which is not cash money, cash award, but this possibility that you can finishing the picture and the post-production in some of the very good laboratory in Prague and also doing the sound editing there. So it's very important for us if we can reach such as this grant, we can use this facility. Another reason that we are here, that if you wanted asking for the European grant or any kind of money in the first step, it's a long process and you have to try to do a lot of re-editing or change the story in a way that maybe somebody is interested in it, which is not my interest, you know. I try to look at low budget and very unique story that we can shoot it in Iran with a low budget, or somehow when I was talking about the budget here, they said it no budget. Do it in the no budget way, but in the last steps, maybe we can use some of these grants and facilities.
I asked you this question because I meant as a producer, you might be interested also in the fact of gaining money and box office.
For sure we do interest on the box office, but we are not making our film for box office. Box office is important, but is not the only one. The reason that we are in the film festival is try to find a sort of international market for our film. It could be another film festival, grade B, grade C, in different parts of the world. Or sometimes there is a chance that we find some sales distributor in different countries and help us to sell a little bit. Anyhow, we need this box. We have to return some of this money back because we want to continue making more films. On the other hand, I'm telling you that I can represent the Iranian independent filmmaker at the moment, really. All of the independent people, they are not making film for film festival. Okay, it's not true that we are not doing anything only for film festival. We are using the film festival as a way that we can promote ourselves and we can show ourselves in different places. You know that my last film, which is done by Mr. Mohammad Rasulov, a man of integrity and World Can Award, only in France we sold 138,000 tickets, which is a very good figure for an art type of film. And we can cover a little bit of this money. But as a big pleasure, I know that is for Mohammad Rasulov is also the same. We really wanted, this is the something that is in our heart, that really we are ready to do not show it in any international film festival, do not shoot to anywhere, but we have this permission, we have this chance to screen it in our country. I'm sure that in country, this figure will be multiplied by 100.
I wish you lots of success, Mr. Kaveh Farnam, and thank you very much.